Philippa Hitchin is in Istanbul awaiting the Pope's arrival there, and she told us more about the significance of this papal visit.
Istanbul is a unique city located literally at the crossroads between Europe and Asia. In the geographical sense, to begin with, it boasts several huge bridges spanning the Bosphorus and linking the two continents. In a political sense as well, Turkey as a whole and the ancient city of Constantinople in particular is a meeting point between East and West, a secular state looking towards Greece and the rest of Europe to the west, yet sharing borders with Syria, Iraq, and Iran to the east. Founded as Byzantium by the Greeks in the 6th century BC, it became the rich and powerful capital of the Roman Empire. After the Great Schism of 1054, it remained as the principal city of the Eastern Christian world until it was captured in 1453 by the Turkish army led by Mohammed II, who transformed it into the new center of the Ottoman Empire. The effects of this historical mix of cultures and traditions are evident as soon as you leave Istanbul's international airport and head out along the wide boulevards towards the city center, where trendy boutiques and brightly lit cafes stand out alongside small family-owned stores and restaurants, where warm, spicy smells and Middle Eastern music tempt customers inside. The people themselves testify to a strong Western influence, with many dressed in the latest designer jeans, yet others, older women in particular, wearing a more traditional style of dress and headscarf, reflecting their Islamic traditions and beliefs. When the modern Turkish state was founded in 1923, the first president, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, introduced quite drastic measures to outlaw all signs of religious practice and introduced a rigorously secular constitution. More recently, however, some signs of public worship have been creeping back in. The Muezzin, for example, can be heard from the minarets of the principal mosques, calling the faithful to prayer throughout the day, and the bells of the Catholic churches can ring out again on a Sunday or special feast day. Today, the Christian communities form a very tiny minority of the mainly Muslim population, but despite long-standing juridical problems, they have always been respected and allowed full freedom of worship. Since Archbishop Angelo Roncalli, the future Pope John XXIII, was apostolic delegate in Istanbul from 1935 to 1944, Catholics here have enjoyed a special relationship with Rome, reinforced by the visits of first Pope Paul VI in 1967 and then Pope John Paul II in 1979. Now Pope Benedict XVI comes here to confirm and strengthen the few thousand Catholics, priests, religious and lay people in their mission. But he also comes to Istanbul for an important meeting with the leader of the Orthodox world, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I, underlining a common quest for renewed Christian unity between East and West. After meeting government officials in the capital Ankara on Tuesday and visiting the ancient pilgrimage site at Ephesus on Wednesday, the Pope arrives in Istanbul to celebrate the Feast of St. Andrew on Thursday, November the 30th, together with the Orthodox community here. He's due to meet with the different Orthodox and Catholic leaders, as well as with Turkey's top Jewish rabbi, and pay a visit, an initially unscheduled visit, to the so-called Blue Mosque as a sign of respect to the local Muslim population. Despite the difficulties leading up to this pastoral journey and a few posters dotted around the city urging the Pope to stay away, local religious and civil authorities seem confident the trip will be an important step in restoring trust between Muslims and Christians and will underline the crucial role that Turkey can play in bridging the two cultures and traditions. Turkish Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül told journalists he hopes the visit will help eliminate misunderstandings between Muslims and Christians, adding that the Pope's message will be very important. While there were no visible signs of the Pope's imminent arrival on Sunday, a significant police presence can now be seen on the major roads throughout the city center, with snipers positioned on the rooftops and barriers being set up along the route the Pope and his entourage will take. With thousands of journalists descending on the city and the eyes of the world on Istanbul for the next few days, the Turkish government is clearly taking all precautions to make this visit as successful as possible. Awaiting Pope Benedict's arrival in Istanbul, I'm Philippa Hitchin.
Thank you.